Welcome to this online healing retreat. Our program starts shortly. First, create your sacred space and listen to this music from the universe, literally created by the universe as mathematical equations were assigned to musical notes. The result is this beautiful music, available at AcousticHealth.com. Our program starts shortly. Hello and welcome to this online healing retreat with Miriam Delicato on spiritual tools, techniques from the great ancestors. I am honored to introduce you to Miriam Delicato, who has recently shared this presentation that you are about to witness and experience in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And it was received with open arms and it changed many lives. Let's welcome Miriam to this online healing retreat. Hi, Miriam. Welcome.
Hello, Loren. Thank you for having me. And I would like to say thank you to everyone who's listening in the moment. I think that having an opportunity to share some of these really simple techniques with everyone is exciting for me, and I hope that everyone enjoys the program. I definitely want to have the program to be a little bit interactive, so questions as we go along, and let's see where we can find ourselves at the end of these 3 days. I am new to doing teleconferences and teleseminars, so I hope that everyone will jump right in and ask questions as we move along. I think it's really important to have interaction in settings like this so that we can really get the energy moving. So over the course of the next 3 days, we're going to be going over three main areas. And so I'm going to sort of give an overview of what we're going to touch on. First, we're going to talk about energy, because energy is what makes up the entire universe, the existence itself. And this is a program about the tools and techniques that were given to me by tall blonde extraterrestrials. So we're going to talk about that as well as we move things along. And the signs and symbols of what we have around us in our world are really important to be able to support our spiritual path in our awakening process, in our ability to strengthen our energies, and our ability to connect to other worlds and dimensions that I know a lot of us out there really want to be able to access. And all of this is leading to something that at the end of it, we have tools to help analyze what we are experiencing. And the purpose of that analyzing is to be able to enhance this process of self-realization and to be able to take this information and be able to find answers for ourselves. Because I know that every one of us, including myself, want answers to our lives, the purpose, the meaning, what the existence of life in other dimensions and worlds is about, and how it connects to us. So we're going to jump right in and start talking about energy. Energy is something that every teacher and guru and master and person is connected to. And I'm going to start by, sorry, I have a bit of a cold, so I'm having to clear my throat a little bit. It's a little bit distracting. I apologize. Because what we're all trying to do is awaken from the dream. And we are entering into a reality that we are not alone, that we are interconnected to a system of life that is beyond our imagination. And this is the teaching of the extraterrestrials, and it's also the teaching of all masters that have come before us, that we as energy beings, in whatever form we happen to be in, are connected to these realities. So often people have talked about, use language, okay, language such as the matrix, the dreams, the dimensional worlds. This is a language that we have sort of learned through our spiritual awakening process, both individually and universally. And it's time now for us as a planet, as a collective of human souls, to remember who we are and what our purpose is here on Earth. And a great deal of that has to do with this energy and what it is that we are a part of. So I really want to stress at the very beginning of this that we're going to be talking about two main things. One is universal energy, and one is the energy that you yourself carry. And it is important to understand and recognize some of the differences of those two things. For example, going into signs and symbols, when we get to that, the signs are both universal and personal. So this seminar is going to be a little bit different than some of the others that you may have experienced in the past, because we are going to be making it very personal to you, to what it is that you are feeling and seeing. I'm not going to project or try to share more of the universal teachings, but more of how you can see your personal energy and your personal path and then relate it to the universal energies that we are experiencing. So everything in this world in some way is interconnected, and this means that it's interconnected to these extraterrestrial beings as well. And they play a very important role in our kind of dream state that we may be in, or our matrix that we've built up around us, that God itself has related to us. And these beings are very much a part of this energetic building blocks that we have around us. For example, they are very much connected to the dream time. They help to assist us in many different ways. And this energy that we share is part of the matrix that makes up everything that exists. So the question is, how do we awaken and allow ourselves to honor, respect, and acknowledge everything that is around us? And this is tapping into energy, tapping into what it is that we're all a part of. So the extraterrestrial knowledge helps to give us clues about how to connect to all of the different worlds. It helps us to understand clues to evolution, to our past lives, insight into how to unlock doorways to other dimensions, how to heal with new technologies, and also how to heal ourselves from within. They teach us about time travel, bilocation, telepathy, manifestation, and much more. And when I use this kind of language, bilocation and telepathy, manifestation, people generally have a tendency to believe or think that they are not capable of that. And in fact, that's not true. Energy, in the way that we are taught, okay, we have to break the system within ourselves in thinking that we're not capable of these things. Because what lies within every individual is so powerful that it literally allows for us to become the technology to be able to do all of these things that I just shared with you, for us to access all of the energy that not only exists in our world as the Earth, as our dream time and our physical time, but into the other dimensions and worlds. Literally, what we are doing in this seminar and what we will be talking about is how to break down what it is that you thought you were taught. And this is important because we fight in our minds all the time, struggling to accept, even myself, even the teachers and gurus and masters, we have all been fighting against what this existence has taught us. And we need to break that down and realize that we are capable of all of these beautiful things, all of these connections. So as we move along, what we find is that energy, of course, we can easily say out loud, energy is connected to the oneness. Energy is everything that exists. Every energy is in everything. But what does this mean? So let's imagine ourselves, or even if you are able to do this now, to just sit for a moment and bring your mind into a state of opening up. Just opening your mind, becoming very quiet and still within yourself. And let's start by using the universal energy, the God source energy, in bringing in a prayer, for example. We're going to do a prayer to open up the energy so that we can start to manifest it into this conversation. So I'd like everyone to just take a breath and relax. And become present in the moment and allow your mind to relax and your body and just to become aware of what it is that you're feeling, what you're thinking, what you're imagining. And now release that with the next breath. To just be quiet and present within your body. And allowing for the universal energy to enter into the top of your head. And as you breathe in, little molecules and bubbles entering into you from the God source. And as it enters into your body and it floats further down, down, down into your feet, a sense of peace and calm coming over you. And as you do, and as this energy flows through you, to have yourself open up and be aware of your surroundings and of the energy that you're experiencing in this moment. So, another breath in, and just let it out and relax. So, let's talk about feeling energy. Feeling energy and feeling, seeing, sharing energy, sensing energy, and utilizing energy. For example, there are Reiki masters who allow for this energy to flow through them from the universe, from the God source, to come through their physical bodies and manifest into the world. And how they do this is by allowing and tapping into that energy and then focusing it through their hands to heal people. Well, there are many courses in Reiki. And I think that Reiki is one of the most beautiful types of teaching tools and healing tools that is available to us because it's very powerful. People who have gone through very long long courses of Reiki to become Reiki masters, what they've essentially done is learned how to manifest this energy to keep themselves clean in the process. But the reality is this, I use a lot of stories to teach and share my knowledge. So I'm going to share one with you. When I was very young, I was 23 years old, and I remember going to a psychic fair. And in this psychic fair that I went to, I went because I was instructed to just go and experience touching people and interacting with them when I didn't know them at all, just to sort of prove to myself. It was my own inner self that needed confirmation of my gifts. So I went to the psychic fair and I made a tiny little sign. I was 22, 23 years old, and I, you know, colored it all in and I put it up on my little table and I thought, well, here I am. And I remember that people came to me and they sat down and they said I would like a reading, because I was doing readings at the time. And I remember they sat down in front of me and I opened myself up to this energy and I allowed myself to really tap into the person that was sitting in front of me. And I gave these incredible readings to people. I mean, absolutely incredible. And they were so accurate that I actually scared the people that were sitting in front of me. And how I did that was I just allowed myself to be present in the moment. I allowed myself to bring in light through the top of my head. I pulled it through my body, imagining my whole body turning into white light, and then that white light coming out through my feet and grounding myself into the earth itself. And I also did healings on people where I would just simply do the same thing and ask the God source, the energy, to flow through my body and come through my hands and touch people and do the healings. And then other modalities of energy work that I was doing, for example, if I picked up an object and I would sense the energy that had been sort of left on that object, and then I was doing readings for people through the object itself. Now, about halfway through this the psychic fair, a woman walked up to me, and she was very angry, actually. She was very angry. And she said to me, what is it that you're doing? And I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, how are you doing your readings? What are you using? And I said, what do you mean, what am I using? She said, well, I noticed that you're not using any tarot cards and you're not doing any of you're not using any tools. And I said, well, I'm just tapping into the energy. And she said, yeah, well, what kind of readings do you do? And she started to list all of these different types of things. Do you do Reiki? Well, of course, I didn't know what Reiki was because I didn't have that language, okay? The language Reiki, what is that? I knew I was putting my hands on people and letting the energy flow and doing healings on people that were quite remarkable. But what was that? I didn't know the word. So she explained it to me. I said, oh, yeah, I do that. She said, well, do you do psychometry where you pick? And I said, well, what's psychometry? She said, well, when you hold an object and read the energy that was imprinted onto it. And I said, oh, yeah, I do that. She went through this list, and I kept saying, well, what is that? So the point of this is that at the end of it, she said to me, well, you can't possibly do that. I said, why is that? She said, because you haven't taken a class on it. I said, well, are you telling me that God itself it tells human beings that if they haven't gone through a class in something, that they're not capable or able to do something like that? And she said, well, you just can't be doing that because you haven't had any classes or gone through any seminars or you haven't been certified in all of these things. And I kind of chuckled. And I said, she said, you think that you're a Christed being. This is what she said at the end of it. And I said to her, and I didn't think that, by the way, but she brought it up. So I said back to her, I said, let me make something clear. I said, as long as you are not able to believe that I am a Christed being, and as long as you are not able to believe that having these gifts can come from the Creator, from God itself, you will never have these gifts. So a lot of energy work depends on our ability to accept the energy. And energy is in absolutely everything. We don't have to be bound by what it is that we have been taught all our lives. It is not bound by what it is that the people have been teaching and sharing. It is really about what it is that we ourselves are willing to accept and believe. So feeling energy, seeing energy, and sharing energy, we can do, and we do this all the time. So for example, I'm going to be using a lot of examples in the beginning of this 2 hours, okay? And then we'll get into more detail in the second hour of how you yourself can be tapping into this. When you go to a party, for example, and you walk into a room, and let's just say that you have had the worst day of your life, you are extremely unhappy, let's just make it an extreme situation. You just got fired from your job. You walked out onto the street and it was pouring rain and you're feeling horrible. You haven't eaten. You're hungry. You're grumpy. You walk in, but you have to go to this party. You have to go. There's a reason why you need to be there. It's really important. So you decide, okay, I'm going to go anyway. I'll just sit in the corner and be quiet. When you walk into that room, you walk in and everyone is laughing and having a good time, but you walk in with anger and upset in your physical body, in your mind, in your heart. You're confused, confronted within yourself, this energy. What happens is there's an opportunity for this to go one of two ways at that point. The people, as soon as you enter into the room and you start interacting with people, they are going to notice, even if you're trying to smile and laugh, that there is something off, and they're not going to want to talk to you. They're not going to want to interact with you because they feel this energy of confusion, frustration, even anger inside of you. Every single person that's listening knows what I'm talking about. It's simple stuff. It's really basic. That person doesn't have good energy. Well, this is what masters teach and talk about. This is what all teachers today are talking about. This type of a situation that we are all trying to shift our energy to something that is of a higher, quote, vibration, okay? And how we do that is we can, the person that walked into the room, you walked into a room, you're grumpy, you're not feeling well, you don't know what to do. You have the ability, because if you push that energy out far enough, if you are not holding that in or releasing it back to where it came from, that energy will continue to build inside of you and then push out from your pores and affect the people around you. And it could affect the entire room. And that is what sometimes happens. One person will be the person who, oh, I can't believe that person came to the party and ruined everything. You see? So energy is very, very powerful. We also can, as one person, and we see this happen all the time, there's those great video clips on YouTube where one person walks into the center of a group of people and starts dancing or singing and laughing, and sure enough, other people will join in. It's the same type of energy. Now, these are very basic things that I'm talking about, but they're extremely powerful to be able to understand that we are powerful in our most simple form. In our most simple form of energy, we are powerful. We are powerful with what we think, because our thoughts create the energy mass inside of our bodies that then gets carried out into the rest of our reality here, and our reality into the other dimensions and worlds. So energy is about what we think, what we feel. It's about what we do. And all of these basic foundations of understanding are not difficult. When I was in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and I was sharing this particular presentation, I kept repeating that I want you to forget everything that you've learned. Because whatever it is that we as human beings think that we've learned, we are actually often putting ourselves in a limited box. We limit ourselves by saying we haven't had that training. Therefore, we cannot do it. We have not had that experience. Therefore, we cannot have the experience. We have not had the understanding and knowledge shared with us. Therefore, it is not correct what I think. So in this program, it's about bringing back each and every one of us back to our very simple form, the very simple essence of who and what we are. And this has really been the teaching of the tall blonde ETs that I have contact with, bringing us back to our most simple form is actually bringing us back to our most divine, powerful form. And that is something that we as a collective are in process of re-recognizing and establishing divine connection within the universe, the universal energies. So I want to share another story. about who we are as divine beings and what we are as divine beings in the makeup of what energy is within the known existence itself. So when we first began, a little bit of the history of what these beings have taught me, and I'm not just talking about extraterrestrials. I shouldn't just lump in just the ETs, because I've had numerous experiences with the astral world, with dreams, with dreams, meditations, with being able to tap into different energies that exist because of tools that some of the tools that we're going to be talking about, such as observation and so forth. All of these things have made it possible for me to have really incredible experiences with some of the teachers and masters that exist in the other dimensions. So all of them, what I found is that when I first started speaking to the extraterrestrials and I had that divine connection and they taught me how the universe worked energetically, which was the major aspect of, it was the main source of information that they taught was about energy, these beings, when I was with them. It's the one thing that they talk about all the time. Then when I started having interaction with some of the masters in my astral world, which was quite incredible, by the way, and then I had that same interaction with some of the guides in the astral world and then into my dreams and so forth. When those experiences started to happen, what I realized very quickly was that every one of them was talking about the same thing. Then when I began to reach out and talk with other people who were teachers, you know, within our time, which, of course, myself being one of them, I have an opportunity to talk to other people, Loren being one of them, about this kind of energy. And then talking and reading or understanding some of the masters in their written works, for example, I quickly came to realize that everything is the same. The teachings are all the same. The difference is the language that we use in order to express it. It is about the style in which it is that we share the information. And there, in turn, lies the understanding of energy that confuses people. This is my interpretation that I'm sharing with you. It is about how can we find that divine essence within ourselves to understand how we are connected to everything, go back to that simple format and form, and then expand back out. So here is the understanding that was shared with me by these extraterrestrials and has been confirmed through different stories and teachings of other masters and even the indigenous, for example, that are out there. It's a silly little story that I share about how each soul, okay, because people talk about this, they say, who and what am I? Well, each one of us comes from the same place. Now, how this works is that, for example, I'm going to ask you to think about a bag of sugar, a bag of white sugar. And in that bag of white sugar, let's make it round so that it's coming in a divine circular source of energy, which is what everything is made of. So within that divine circle, we have this sugar. And the sugar comes in crystals. Every single tiny little piece of crystal that's in this bag is the God source. It is the collective of everything that exists. And everything that exists, every person, every soul. So In the beginning, the God source, which we all divinely seek to know, but the God source chose to take that energy and spread it out throughout the existence that we currently know, the universe, the earth, the planets, the dimensional worlds. And what happened was, the closer into the center of this bag of sugar that you became, the more condensed, packed, hard packed the sugar was, the little crystals. It had way more information. It had a lot more density to it. And this is energy. So these tiny little grains were sent out into the universe, and these were the sparks of life. And each one of these grains became a soul. And the souls went out to different planets. They went out to different dimensions. They went out to different worlds. And the souls continued to search and experience the different parts of the existence that were made by the Creator, by God, by Source itself. Something happened, though, because as we move through this process of evolution, some of the beings, some of the souls, chose to live in on different planets and incarnate into different forms that were created by God itself. Some of us chose to go from planet to planet. Some of us chose to just come to Earth, and we came into these forms as human bodies. But each one of us had this spark of life. And the difference between some of us is that when we come into our bodies in that energetic form, some of us come with more of the information that came from the source of all things. These people are often the teachers and the guides and even some of the star beings that are out there, and some of the masters that are in the angelic realms. They come from a place that simply carries more of this packed energy and information. This does not mean that all of the other souls out there cannot tap into that and also utilize that energy. So these souls go out, and as energy, we enter into our human bodies, and we enter into it with our soul. And what soul carries, and this is very important to understand for our energy, okay? Because energy comes in different forms. Energy comes in the form of being personal energy. It comes in the form of what I call universal energy, which is really the connection to everything that exists. But in the human form, energy exists as the physical self, the spirit self, the soul self, okay, and then the mind self, the brain. That is how energy exists. In those four forms, physical, spiritual, soul, and mind. We need to understand that first. So this is what makes up us as human beings. Understanding that we have those four parts to who we are, this then allows for us to utilize those four aspects of our energy, and we really do need to understand this. Because if you don't understand the four aspects of the energy of what makes you up, you cannot access everything to your fullest potential. Because it's not about opening something up and then we're going to, you know, opening up our minds and opening up the top of our head and allowing energy to flow through us. Energy must be understood that you're tapping into those four things. So going back to the little sugar grains, when we travel as our soul, the soul goes through all of these different experiences, whether it is traveling through space, being incarnated on another planet, being present in another world. And the collective of all of that different, quote, energy is stored within that soul. So even though in the very beginning, your soul, our, you know, any one of us, including myself, could have started out with not as much information, as we experience different things along our soul path, we pick up different energies from and different knowledge, and we become more compact. We become filled with more essence of God Source, the essence of God Source. Then, as we travel and we enter into our, let's say, physical body that we are in now, we then become these other aspects of energy. We become a physical body. We become part of the mind. And most important to understand, we become part of a spirit. So when we are in our physical bodies here, which all of us are that are on this call, we are all part of our physical bodies that tethers us to the earth at this moment in time to have the experiences that we are having. We are guided by our soul recognition of maybe where we're from, where we've been, what we want, what we've done in the past, connection to past lives, this kind of thing. We are also tethered to what the spirit wants. The spirit is the aspect of self, in the energetic self, that is here living day-to-day life. And the spirit is the experience, the collective experience of what you're having in this experience of being on earth. But whatever the spirit feels, it goes directly to your soul and becomes part of your soul. So mind, body, spirit, and soul. Mind, body, spirit, and soul. These are the four aspects of energy. These four things, mind, body, spirit, and soul, connect to one another to then reach out into the God Source, into the other astral realms and the dreams and everything that exists. So now that we understand that we are all part of the collective and that we are all holding different parts of energy, we have to recognize also that regardless of whether or not a master teacher stands in front of another soul, spirit, being here on earth, for example, that has had another part of the experience. Your soul traveled a different path than my soul. But whatever you have experienced is just as important to me as what I may have experienced to you. So this is not a one-way street. This is not a one-way interaction. Because I'm speaking does not mean that the energy that we share is all coming from me. Each and every one of you that's listening is also sharing this energy that you're sharing with me in this moment. And we have to recognize that. We must recognize that we are always in process of sharing our energy. So when a person, quote, feels good, when we, quote, feel good, what does this mean? It means that the energy that we are carrying because of our mind, because of our spirit, because of our soul, some connection, is moving through the physical and then manifesting into this world. So I want to ask, because we're coming up at the top of the first hour, and I'd like to have just a little bit of a conversation with Loren And before we go into the second hour, which is where we're going to talk about how you yourself can tap into this and start to utilize this energy. So, Loren?
Okay, thank you. This is fascinating. Really very fascinating that the energy that we put out there and also the universal energy is there for us to access. Wow, I loved that meditation too that you took us to. And so every time we are faced in a challenge, this would be a great thing to witness. And so this is what you're saying when we learn to tap into, you know, the past lives and the doorways to other dimensions and actually see what life is like in other dimensions. So can't wait to take this further. Okay.
Are there any questions? Are there about from anyone in that's listening at this point yet?
Not at the moment. So if you've got questions, go ahead and put them in the question box on this webpage. Or if you're on the phone and you'd like to ask a question, then you can hit star 2 and we will unmute you.
Okay. That's great. Because I wanted to ask, I wanted to just have more of a little bit of a conversation with you before I go into the second hour to make sure that I'm being really clear on the presentation so far, because as I said, this is the first time I've done it over a teleconference. The aspects of being, spiritual, physical, the spiritual aspect of who we are, spirit, soul, mind, body, all of those things in interacting with one another is the most important part of understanding what energy is and then how to access it. This is the most basic part of any kind of learning to be able to access the other worlds and dimensions that we will be getting into in the second hour. Did you want to ask me any questions as far as clarity is concerned for what we shared so far?
Well, just these four realms that you shared on, the physical, the spiritual, the soul, and the mind. And the mind, some would say we have to move out of the mind, but you're talking about something different here. And we know that the heart has a mind. So this is transcending our brain. This is mind. So that'll be interesting to learn how to balance all of these.
Okay. See, this is why I brought you on. I knew there was something I needed to give more clarity on. So this is perfect. Okay. So thank you, Loren. I will I'll start to talk about the what I call the divine brain. Because there's the mind that fights itself. The mind is an aspect of ourselves that is very challenging to overcome, and everyone has this mind that we have to overcome, because it is the self-doubt, it is the questioning, it is the non-believing, it is the mistrust. This is the mind. But the divine brain, okay, there's an aspect to this that let's start using the language now to call this part of our bodies the divine brain. The divine brain is something entirely different. So when we want to access energy and we want to find answers to things in our lives, as far as the dream time and the past lives and all of those things, we have to first and foremost work with our, quote, divine brain. We have to work with our divine brain. And that means, I remember, again, I'll share some stories to help to give clarity to what I'm trying to share. When I was 17 years old, I was at a wedding with my sister, and there were quite a few people at this wedding. and it was winding down, and my sister and three other people came to my home where I was living at the time. And we sat down and we talked, and I remember that I sat with this one man, and I kept seeing flashes of his life, and I was picking up a lot of things psychically about him. And we ended up talking for about an hour and a half about me being psychic and how I was able to do these different things. And I actually didn't realize that my sister was having a conversation with the other two people about the exact same thing regarding me. I had no idea that was going on. So after this hour and a half, the whole group ended up talking, and we were discussing how, this man said, okay, read me, just go ahead and read me. And I did. And I read him with such clarity that him and the other two people jumped up and actually ran away. They physically ran away, and they were terrified of me because it was so accurate. And I remember that after this, and of course, I didn't really know what I was doing. That's the funny part about this. I was so powerful, so strong, so clear when I was younger, because I didn't have the defined boxes already set in and put onto my mind, my brain, to limit me. So I just did it. And people would say to me, how do you do that? And I'd say, well, it's really kind of simple. This is what I said back then. It's not simple now, but it was simple then. I said, well, all I do is I don't think. Just for a moment, I don't think. And they say, well, how do you do that? And I say, well, you just don't. You just don't. And I'm going to give you a tool to not think. Okay? And I'm just writing this down because I want to make sure that I go right back to this again later in the program. So how do we turn off our brain as opposed to connecting to our divine brain? Our divine brain is what accesses everything. So here's what happens. The soul comes into the body and creates a spirit that then is able to go into the astral worlds, go into the dream time. That's our spirit that does the traveling. Our soul is tethered to our bodies primarily. And our soul has the ability to also break into different pieces and be different aspects of self, higher self. The soul is very, very, very strong, dense energy. It holds everything that we've had as we've moved along in our existence. So all energy, as we've learned so far, and as I'm sure all of us know, and it's really, the most basic of information, is that all energy is connected. All of us, all of humanity, we are all connected. We have, and we also understand that we have the personal energy as the individual soul, and then that connects to everything and everyone else. Like going to the party, we connect to everything and everyone else in our immediate surroundings. But we can also take this energy and use it to travel into the other worlds. So when we look at the different forms of energy that exist, what we are doing is looking for answers to allow ourselves to be open and to focus on one specific thing, whether it is to be in the astral, in the dream, etc. Okay. So now I'd like everyone to open your mind and just think about this for a moment and imagine that you see a molecule floating in front of you. I would like all of you to imagine a single molecule floating in front of you. A bubble, let's say, that's floating in front of you, and this is the molecule of life. Every single thing that exists, no matter where it is made up of these molecules. And depending on how they're put together and the density and compression of them determines whether or not it is soft and pliable or hard and immovable. But everything is made up of molecules. Now, we have our physical bodies, and we know, even through science, that we are made up of molecules. And each individual that has these molecules, now I want you to imagine your physical body. Fill your physical body with tiny little round molecules. And take a moment to just breathe in these molecules. Imagine that all these molecules are now manifesting and multiplying in front of you. And each breath that you take into your body are molecules of this, of very beautiful, glistening white light. And all of these molecules are coming into you through the top of your head. They're flowing into you through your breath. They're coming in through the air. You're seeing them surrounding you in every direction. And you're pulling in these beautiful round balls of light that I always recommend people use white or the divine source, which is gold. And that's the God source. The God source is a little bit, we'll talk about the God source energy in a moment, because the God source energy, which is gold, has a very specific purpose that we can use as well. So regardless of where we are, we can breathe this energy in when we're at the grocery store or sitting in meditation or even watching a television program. Honestly, we can do it anytime and breathe in this beautiful divine energy into our bodies and allow it to fill every single space within us with this white light energy. And as the space within our entire physical bodies is filled with these energy sources of divine light, we then are able to allow for this energy to just simply move through us with a little more ease, because now we're starting to see the energy flow through us. And the physical body is connected very much to the divine brain. The divine brain is what we use and utilize and tap into in order to use something called imagination. And as we know, whatever we imagine and whatever we think is what we manifest. So if we're constantly thinking negatively, negativity will be, quote, attracted to us. Because you see, now that we all have the image of these beautiful spheres of shimmering light, millions and millions and billions of shimmering round spheres of light that have filled our bodies and our minds, everything that exists with us here, now that we have that imagination through the divine brain, that's when we tap into our spirit and our soul. That's how it's all done. So understanding that whatever we carry and think, okay, now gets programmed. This is where the programming comes in. What we imagine is placed within each and every cell within our body. And every cell within our body is actually connected to our spirit that exists here. So imagine now that you're in these, you're seeing yourself, you're looking in a mirror, and you're seeing yourself standing in front of the mirror. And now you see the outline and your face and your body, and you see your skin and your nails and your hair. And now inside of that, you can also see this layer of yourself with all of these shimmering cells. And you're looking at yourself in the mirror, seeing this. And now, within the center of that, you can see another aspect of yourself that is in light. You are pure energy and light. And it is the center of your being and your chest. Imagine that you see yourself standing there, reflecting back at your physical self. And there you see the reflection of another one of you that is pure light. You don't see the molecules. You see only pure light. That is the spirit that is staring back at you. This type of imagination, this type of understanding of the divine brain, is allowing you now to tap into your mind, your body, and your spirit. And now that you have that, you're allowing that to fill your mind. And as that fills your mind, you're letting go of all of the other restrictions, meaning other thoughts, random thoughts that are not necessary or needed, in order to tap into, quote, the soul. And the soul has the history of everything. It has the history of everything that exists. It has the history of everything that you have experienced and everything that you know in the travels of your personal self. But there's another part of the soul. So going back to the sugar, the bag of sugar. We as individuals have our soul that travels, and it has everything that we have experienced, as in the self. But the other part of the soul has access to all other souls. So when we talk about energy, and we decide to incarnate onto the planet, we bring this energy, this light force, and this spirit into these physical bodies. So within us, if we imagine it that way, within us resides these divine molecules that make up who and what we are physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and it makes up what we are also as part of our soul. When the soul travels to go in and out of an incarnation as a human being energetically, what happens in this process, it's quite interesting, is this. You are the sum of your experiences. This is what people talk about when they talk about karma, karmic energy, which you can clear here now, and not have to repeat. That is something as well. But karmic energy doesn't necessarily mean that we have to have a bad experience because we've done something bad in our lives to understand either. This is all about understanding the flow of energy and how it works. How we can release energies without doing damage to others, how we can use and see and utilize energy to tap into the dreams, which we're going to talk about next. So what happens with the soul, and I feel it's very important for people to understand this about energy, that when we come into our physical bodies, we have the experience, and the spirit helps to go out, and it's the traveler. It's the part that goes out and travels and picks up all of the experiences and carries it back to the compressed aspect of soul energy. And then when the soul leaves this body, it travels through a very specific area of the existence that I personally call the void. And the void is everything. It has every molecule of life itself exists there. And it is just like that. It is the molecules, the spheres of energetic light that exist. Everything is not in form. It is just pure energy. And when we leave this world, our energy leaves and passes through this. But as it passes through this, possibly you may want to stay there a while and hang out. Possibly you may go directly through and decide to incarnate again or go to another planet or another dimension or another world. But as you pass through, you do have to pass through. As you pass through this void, you drop all of your experiences there into the collective. And then when your soul decides to reincarnate back onto the earth, it has a few options. Because as it passes back, you're going to come back with the collective of who and what you have experienced, who you are, what you are, and what you've experienced. It's going to come back with all of that intact. But it also has the opportunity to go back through the void, and you do have to go back through there in order to incarnate. And it can look around within the existence and bring back aspects of any other soul that has ever existed that you may choose to want to experience or understand or participate in the existence as being human. When we do this, sometimes people have memories of being an Egyptian pharaoh or, Edgar Cayce or Tesla or, you know, one of the great masters that existed, Jesus, Buddha, Yogananda, all of these different teachers and masters, Kathumi. We have the ability to bring a little bits of this energy that they had in their soul and bring it back into our existence as human beings. This is part of the reason why many people may have the belief that they experienced something in a past life, but it's only partial. It's not the full existence. What we're talking about with energy is understanding that we have these different parts to ourselves, the physical body, the spirit, the soul, and the divine brain and the brain. That's part, you know, those two are connected. And that through that, all of us, we are made up of the personal energy and then the universal energy. So with all of that in mind, let's start to talk about how we can feel that and share that, and then use that through our meditations, our prayers, and bringing it into the physical world. While we are meditating, and I'm sure that everyone on the call meditates, again, I want to say, let go of everything that you've thought in the past. Just let go all of the teachings for a moment and recognize fully that divinity and the divine God source of energy is not restricted to any aspect of the existence. That divine energy and the divine source is available to any human being, any soul that exists. It is not limited to a specific form. It is not limited to a specific way. It is not limited to a specific path. We do that to ourselves. All of us, we do that to ourselves. One thing that happens often, one of the things that I've seen happen so often, is that people will tell me that they can't meditate. And it really is sad when I hear that, that they can't meditate, because they just can't sit long enough. They're not comfortable. They, you know, or that they can't tap into energy, or, you know, I've just heard so many frustrations from people over the years that they're unable to do something until I explain this to them. Meditation does not require you to sit with your legs crossed and your hands in a specific position. Meditation does not require this. Meditation is a word. It is nothing more than a word that is utilized to talk about a technique, and there are millions of techniques, literally, in order to meditate and tap into the God source, that void that I talked about, the other dimensional worlds that we will, you know, that we're talking about, to the God source of all that exists that we talked about being the bag of sugar, the collective consciousness, the super consciousness. All of these things are accessible during meditation. But what is meditation? Meditation is whatever the process is that you have determined is right for you to access this energy. And you can access this energy by laying on your bed, by sitting in a chair, by walking down the street, by being in the store, grocery store, and just breathing and imagining this energy coming into you and then releasing it back out. We talked about the spheres, the light, the bubbles that are residing, all the cells that are lit up with light within your body. That's the energy. That is energy. If you can imagine that every single thing around you, and what I'd like for each of you to do is literally look at everything around you. Just take a moment to look at it and recognize that everything has that energy in it that you took a look at by reflecting in the mirror, for example. Everything has that little spark of energy. Okay, I need to go back to this for a moment. When we sit and meditate, what we are really doing is, because we're in physical bodies, we're going to have to talk about accessing from physical bodies because that's where we are. So how does this work? Our physical body is made up of cells, okay? We're made up of cells, of these little balls of energy that we clearly have an understanding of right now. So each one of these cells has the ability to travel anywhere in the universe. It can sit inside your body and get heavy and dense, or it can shift and go into, take part of your spirit and go and travel somewhere. This is your physical body. Now, the way that energy works is that each one of these little cells of light that exists within your physical body and your spirit and your soul and so forth and so on. But we're just talking about the physical body for the moment. is constantly moving, and it shifts, it shakes. That's what energy is, right? Imagine sparks coming off of an electrical spark. And imagine that from the center of that is a tiny little speck within each one of those cells that exists within you. Well, the faster that these this energy moves, the brighter the light. Literally, that's what this is. It's trying to get those little tiny cells and balls of light to quicken so that it can travel further and faster and more easily. Because the faster an energy is, the more it can move through other energy. Imagine a rock and water. The rock is dense, so it can easily move through the pool of water. You take the rock, you drop it into the pool of water, and it goes through. It's the same thing for energy. When we quicken the energy that we are imagining inside of our bodies, and you have to start there. You have to start there with the brain imagining this, and then the body quickening the light, each one of those little cells, then you become that energy that we're talking about within our bodies becomes similar to a rock. It actually can move through all of the different types of energy like it does through the water. The funny thing is that we become the opposite. It's like we become lighter and not as dense. So it's an opposite effect here with our energy. So we imagine that we're pulling in this energy in these droplets of light through the top of our head. And it is important to come in any way that you feel comfortable with. You can pull this energy into yourself through the cells of through the pores of your skin. It can come in that way. It can come in through the soles of your feet. It can come in through your chakras. It can come in through your third eye. It can come in through your breath. There is no limitation to the Creator. There is no limitation to the creation and the Creator. So meditation, when we do meditation, for example, some yogis may sit in a specific position in order to reach the Creator. The Buddhists sit in a specific position to reach the Creator. But some of that has to do with how the body, our physical bodies, are most comfortable sitting in order for a good energy flow. And some of it is just pure practical sense because we have two hands and two legs. So speaking to any master at all, they would tell you that divinity and the divine energy is available to any of us at any time, anywhere, and in any way. The question is, what does your divine brain think that it is? So, limiting ourselves in what we believe or think that energy will give us access to limits our ability to access into the other worlds. So I'll share with you a technique that I use in order to access my dreams. And it's an extremely powerful, and I mean really powerful, way to connect to the dream time. Because I've shared this technique with a number of people, and often people will have, sometimes they have immediate result after doing this very small technique that I'm going to share with you about how to access this energy and what it can do for you. Other people who have used this technique, I know someone that I wanted to reach, have contact with the star beings. And I told them to use this technique, not in dream time, but in the physical world. So you can use this in dream time, We're going to talk about that and how to use it in the physical world in a very simple way to tap into other energies and get them to flow through you and so forth. If you continue to do this little technique, especially with your dream time, it is an extraordinarily powerful tool that you can use to access the different realms that exist, whether it be to find answers or and so forth. So, you know, we all want answers in our lives. You listening are looking for a path, a doorway to find more answers to yourself, to who you are, what your purpose is, why you're here, how to access energy, how to strengthen your energy. We're all searching for the same thing, all of us. We have the ability to utilize energy to access different parts of the existence. And one of those areas is the dream time. And the dream time allows us an amazing opportunity because there's within the dream time, there's also different areas within the dream time. Some of them are pure, quote, brain. You know, that Loren said, you know, the part that doesn't want to turn off, the stress, the chaos of our day, the self-doubt, that's the brain part. That's just the flat-out brain, the trying to make sense of something. But we also have another part of our dream time that can access what I would call the divine brain, which allows us access into the other dimensional worlds. Now, as we go into a meditation, sorry, I'm bouncing around a little bit. I apologize. Let's take this back to a meditation for a moment. When we sit and we're doing a meditation, and each and every one of you, I'm not going to tell you how to sit because what I would say is that what's most important is that you're comfortable. And not to limit yourself as to where you can meditate, because meditation, you can have walking, what I call walking meditation. And I find walking meditation to be one of the most powerful meditations for me personally, is a walking meditation. The most important thing is to allow for yourself to imagine the energy, to tap into seeing those molecules, because when I was 17 and I said, how do you turn off your brain? I imagine molecules. I imagine the energy that I'm seeing. And that's what I visualize. And then if I close my eyes and I breathe that in, that divine energy, that is the brain, the divine brain, tapping into all that exists, the energy, the source of all things, the information, the knowledge, everything that's there, everything that we want and we search for. What we need to do, all of us, is to quicken, to heighten our awareness of this energy that exists and to speed it up. If we imagine all the time that these energy droplets are within us, but as we walk down the street, we kind of drop them. We shed our energy. We release it. Everywhere we are, we release that energy. We have the ability to impact everything that is around us because that molecule, if it is of, quote, a high vibration, it has the ability to move into someone else and affect them in a positive way. It has the ability to influence the molecule next to it, if you understand what that means, if I'm making sense with that. So our energy that we carry within us, what we believe, what we think, what we can access, comes from our divine brain. So the imagination that we have, and we're sort of stepping into a little bit about some of the tools that we have, some of this is accessing this divine brain and using your imagination to literally picture the energy itself. And this is very powerful, because if you can't picture anything, if you picture other things, you're going to go there. If you picture something negative, you're going to go there. If you're only focused on a question, you're only focused on a question, you're not going to get the answer. So it is important to start your meditation by tapping into your, quote, divine brain, because that pulls the energy into your physical body as well. And then the physical body is able to move, is able to relax and allow for the divine energy to flow through you. So that's how, for example, tapping into the Reiki energy can happen. And then you will notice that the more you can picture yourself as molecules, divine light molecules, and the more you can picture yourself having this divine light flowing through you and quickening, you can feel that. And what I'm going to ask everyone to do is we're going to stay with that for a moment, because we're bringing it from the divine brain of imagining those molecules into the body. And now I'd like each of you, if you can, do this. Take your two hands and rub them together. And imagine that as you're rubbing them together, more of these molecules are getting quickened faster and faster and faster and faster. And just rub them together for a moment. And then take your hands, you know, right now in this moment, and pull them apart and feel that energy flowing through you. Now, take your right hand, and I want you to, without touching the left, without touching, I want you to take your finger, your pointing finger, and create a spiral directly over top of your left hand without touching it. And spiral quicker and quicker and quicker. And what I want you to be aware of is what you're feeling in your left hand. Just close your eyes and feel that. And now stop and take that finger, that pointing finger from your right hand, and just place it into the center of your left hand. And just gently touch the center of your hand in a small spiraling circle. And then imagine that you, as if you're going to pinch something and take it, pick it up, do that to the center and pull it out as if you're pulling a string out of the center of your left hand. Now, we're going to do that to the right hand. So take your pointing finger of your left hand, and without touching, make a spiral over top of the palm of your right hand, and allow that energy to flow. And imagine seeing it in these divine little energy sparks. You should start to feel it, and then put your finger into this palm of your hand and just move that around. So your left hand, pointing finger, on your right palm, and now pull out the string. And then just touch your hands together. What we just did is what you can also do for the bottom of your feet. And what you're doing, and as you're doing this, what we are actually doing is imagining that energy is flowing through us and that we're pulling it out. And now the string has the energy flowing. Those little molecules are now like little beads of water on a string. They're floating out of you. This is a very powerful, simple way to access the energy. So now we're imagining that this, these cells, these little molecules of light, are coming in through the top of our head, through our bodies, all the way down, filling us up and going straight into our feet and going directly into the earth and then dispersing through the earth. It's being carried all over the earth. And through our hands, it's just floating out of our hands into the world, and it's dispersing into the world. And now bringing that energy back up with the same technique through the earth, and now we have, it's like a DNA spiral, okay? So down the energy, you can imagine it spiraling down if you want. One direction coming down, and then another direction going up. And now you have the connection from the earth of where we are, the earth itself that we exist on, through us that we are, into the existence that is. And we did that by thinking about our physical bodies and our divine brain. You hear people talk about how in order to have a higher energy or a vibration, certain people believe that we need to be vegetarians, for example, or that we need to take care of our bodies. This is why. Because if our bodies are not healthy in the way that we, not necessarily healthy as in we don't have, that we're perfect bodies. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the energetic body and the physical body, but we're talking about the energetic body. If the energetic body is not healthy, as in the molecules of light and spiraling and energy and shimmering is not taking place in all areas of the body, then that's when energy gets kind of, quote, stuck in one place, and we have to take it and make it not so compact. So we imagine that the divine energy is flowing through us in that way. And now what we're going to be able to access is spirit and soul. It's really as simple as that. Now, all energy is connected. So now we have the access to everything that is around us through this process, everything that's out in the universe, and everything that's here on Earth. And I really want to make sure that this is very clear. Loren, if you can chime in for just a moment, just because the next stage of what I'm going to share will talk about how to access the different energies.
Well, you do have telepathy because you did answer Jim's question on the spirit and the soul, the difference of that. But this is just fascinating. And at the moment, there are no questions. Wow, this is really cool, though. Thank you.
Okay, so it's all making sense. It's flowing well. Everyone's with me.
Yes, and we do want to go back to the dreams because that was really cool as well. So, yes,
right, absolutely. Okay, thank you. All right, thank you, Loren. So now we have an understanding that literally we are talking about energy. Energy is everything. Energy gives us the ability to live on Earth, to travel the universe, to experience the astral world, which is other dimensional worlds, to experience our dream time, which is a direct connection between self, meaning the individual, universe, and the consciousness of the planet. So the dream time is a very unique place. It has energy, allows for us to heal, to destroy, to create, to tap into. Energy, this energy has the ability to answer every single question that you have. I say this to people all the time. Every single question that you have is available to you at any time. If you want to know what's happening in your life, you can find answers. We're going to get there. One moment. Bear with me. If you want to know what's happening on the other side of the world, you can find out. It's not sometimes easy. I'm not going to sit here and say that I can even do it every single day, all the time, because even I have to practice and focus my divine brain with my energy. We all need to do this. So now we understand the molecules, the divine sparking energy that's flowing in our bodies. We understand that when we look around this physical world of ours, that everything is made up of this exact same energy with different densities. That's all. When we look at a tree, we see the divinity. Look at the tree and see the divinity of the divine source of light that is within it. And understand that the roots of the tree are carried all over the earth, because it is a connection into the earth itself. So where does this take us? How do we connect? Sometimes I get confused in life. I need guidance. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't figure out which path to take. I have too many choices. There's too many options out there. I don't know whether I get too many offers to too many things at the same time, and I don't know which way to turn. I have a very simple technique to use in order to find an answer. I've used this my whole life, and it is powerful, very powerful, and it has to do with the dream time, and it's very simple, but you need to be careful. Because in the divine energy, one must understand that divine energy is not only light. Divine energy is also dark. And we have to recognize that. We have to understand that we ourselves do not want to be part of the divine darkness. But we must know that it's there, and therefore we must be aware of it and act accordingly with the energetic work that we do. This is where taking the classes in Reiki is very helpful, so you're not pulling in energy from other darker places. This is where taking this very, very focused, specific classes for different things is very helpful for different people. So here's what I do. I need to find an answer to something. And what I do is at the end of the night, just as we're going to sleep, is one of the most powerful energetic times that we have access to. And just as we're waking up is one of the most powerful energetic times that we have access to. Because what happens is, remember looking in the mirror, you see that little spirit standing in front of you that's pure light? That's the part of you that travels. That part of you that travels into the dream time and then becomes part of the dream, that part of you goes into the astral world or the other dimensional world, the dream time. The dream time is like a specific area that's very much connected to our personal brains. When the spirit leaves the body every night and goes somewhere else to work on different aspects of self, when that happens, we sort of pass through part of the void. Remember? The void that it has and carries everything that is known and everything that is known, everything that exists, everything there is, and even everything that is not. It has everything. So the spirit still sort of travels through that. When we go to sleep at night, this is why this is one of the most powerful times, because you have access to that area of the existence. And it's for a very brief, brief period of time. It's just for, you know, a second, let's say. So asking a question and trying to find an answer to a specific question, one has to have absolute clarity. Absolute clarity. So here's what to do. I have a prayer that I do, and I've had had this prayer since I was 17. And you'll be able to download this in MP3 after this, so you'll have access to this prayer. And here it is. This is what I say before I go to sleep. I only allow goodness, truth, love, and light to come to me or through me, for I live my life in the light of God. I ask all of my guides and protectors to come and be with me in the dream time. I ask for help in deciding whether I should take this job offer as a teacher, or I should accept this job offer as a guide. Please help me to determine what my best option is, and allow me to remember in the morning. Okay? So what I did was I have my prayer. And you can make your prayer what you want, but remember that you have to protect yourself from the darkness. You need to, the darker energies. You don't want anything coming to you that you're going to have to deal with and tell it to go away. So you say it kind of up front. Hey, dudes, I don't want you over here. You dark energy, you're not even allowed to come to me. Don't even bother. So you've already done it before you go to sleep. You're already protected. Then you say, you don't want anything to come to you or through you, meaning nothing can enter into you while you're there. Very important. So I'll say it again. I only allow goodness, truth, love, and light to come to me or through me, for I live my life in the light of God. So now I'm set. I'm protected. Then I say I'm going to enter into my dream time, and I ask my guides and my protectors to come to me and be with me in my process. Then I ask my question. Do not make it complicated. Do not make it complicated. And ask for guidance whether to accept the job, what did I say, the teacher or a guide. You know, I'm just making up examples here. And the key to this is, quote unquote, please allow me to remember in the morning. So I've done this, for example, I don't know, I'm not sure what path I need to be following right now. Please help me to find clarity. I've used that a number of times. I use it often in my life because it can get a little bit chaotic. Please give me guidance for what I need to be doing now to support my soul, to support my body, to support my spirit, to support my soul, all of these different things. Ask the question. So figure out what the question is. Make it simple, direct, to the point, and then say at the end of it, please allow me to remember in the morning. And here's what will happen. Two things. One, and you do this every night before you go to sleep. And when you wake up in the morning, say, thank you for helping to guide me. Thank you for being there. Just say it out loud. Because bringing something in your breath to speak, to allow it to flow through you, it goes from the divine brain to the spirit that carries the message into the other world. And then you want to make it physical. You want it to manifest into this world. So remember this. This is what energy is. These are keys to manifesting anything, answers, money, relationships, friendships, work, anything like this. It's about taking it from the thought, which is the divine brain, okay? We're going to talk about the heart later, and we're going to be mixing this up the further along we go in the next few days. But bringing it, the spirit has just traveled at night, so you're thanking your guides and your protectors and the dream time. And couple of things will happen. You will immediately have a dream that you partially remember that you knew that you were working as a teacher. Well, there's your answer. And you're going to feel really comfortable with it too, by the way. It's going to be powerful. Or you'll be walking, you'll be halfway through your day and realize, you know what, I'm just going to take that job as the teacher. I think I'm going to do that. That's going to be really good for me. I really, really, really want that. And you're going to realize all of a sudden that this is where you want to be. And if you don't feel that you've received the answer, you need to practice this. The more you practice this technique, the stronger and more powerful it will become. Or you could just simply say, please, this is something that I do used to do all the time, and I should probably do it again as I'm saying it to you, is use this technique to go into your dream time and to say, again, I do my prayer. I only allow goodness, truth, love, and light to come to me or through me, for I live my life in the light of God. I ask my guides and protectors to come to me now and to be with me in the dream time. I can go on by saying, I thank the Creator and creation for guiding me and showing me my path in life. I ask that in the dream and in the dream time this evening, that I be taught what it is that I need to know at this time for my life. In gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. And I say this out loud. So before you go to sleep, say it out loud. And what that does is it is the manifesting tool to bring into realization what it is that you're asking for. So we have about 10 minutes left. This is where it gets really powerful. Now imagine that you're sitting in your meditation and you are looking for, you want to have money. Everyone wants to have money. Even I want to have money. Everybody wants to have money. How can we manifest and use this energy to attract what it is that we're looking for in our lives? Money, relationships. Same technique. You make yourself comfortable. You imagine the energies flowing through you, through the white light. See the molecules. I always use white light because I always have. 27 years now, I've been using white light. I tap into that. I imagine that. And then what I do is I start to share that energy, whatever it is that I'm focused on. And remember that you need to focus on the feeling of it. If you want to be happy and in love, just imagine the feeling of love. And that feeling of love will manifest into each one of those cells and bubbles that you've created, and then release them out into the world, into the existence here, and imagine them traveling all over the world. Release them into the universe and let them travel there, and then into the earth and let them travel there. And if you want something, just say, always give gratitude for it and say, thank you. I thank the Creator. I thank my guides. I thank the energies and the people and friends and family that are in my life for manifesting love in my surroundings on all levels of existence. Because it is about recognizing that energy is connected to everything. So start using the language of interconnected in all of the dimensions, in all of the worlds. Use that language in order to bring you your energy into those other realms of existence. And what happens is very, very quickly that energy begins to react. So if you say these things out loud when you're manifesting and giving thanks, calling the prayer, I use the prayer in my meditation as I go into every meditation I ever go into. This is the prayer that I use. Then I ask for what it is that I need or want at that time. Then I allow and see that energy moving into my body, and then I see my spirit and my soul. The energy is now connected to, you know, the universe, everything out there in all of the realms. It's within me in every aspect of who and what I am. And now it has moved into the earth, and then I share that through my physical body into the rest of the world that I exist in. So now that energy of who and what I am is touching everything. It's connecting to everything. Now I ask for what I want. And if I'm trying to manifest something, I say it very, very, very gently under my breath. I thank the universe for guiding me and giving me the answer to who I was in a past life. I thank my guides and angels and protectors for coming to me in my meditation and helping me to see who and what I was in a past life. I send gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. And as you're saying this, the gratitude, 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 you see those molecules moving through your body out into all of these different directions. And then the way to do this in your meditations and in your prayers, in your walking meditations, in your guided thoughts, is to just imagine the molecules of what you're feeling to move through you. Because no matter what the question is, it's interesting. No matter what the question is, it all comes down to energy. And if you can't get your mind to stop, that's the mind. That's the brain. That's the part that everyone says needs to shut off. The divine brain. Focus on the energy and what it looks like. And let that carry your question to where it is that it needs to go. Let that be what you focus on. And always focusing on the source of all God, of the light. If you want to make contact with the star beings, ask them to come to you in the meditation. Ask them to come to you in the dream time. If you want to make contact with your guides, if you would like your protectors to make contact with you and be with you, simply ask and use this technique with the energy in order to release this into the existence. You see, I have so many stories of manifestation where miracles have happened in my life. And one of the things is to be able to recognize, we're going to talk about them later, the tools and the signs and symbols that we're going to go through in the next couple of days. But to be able to have gratitude and send that gratitude out in order to manifest something. And sometimes it's more powerful than other times. And it's not because, oh, well, it's a fluke and it doesn't work sometimes. It's because it depends on how focused I am with my thought, my divine brain, of my energetic in how I, quote, feel about it. So accessing dream time is so, so beautiful. And I would like to say that you don't even have to go into dream time to find the answer. You don't even have to go into meditation to find the answer. Just sit quietly for 1 minute, just 1 minute, and go through that process. And the more you do it, the quicker it happens. Of closing your eyes, breath in, breathing in all of that energy through the top of your head, through your feet, through the pores of your skin, the molecules move in of light and move them back out. Now you have the flow straight up and down through your physical body, your brain, your divine brain, your spirit, your soul, earth, and the universe. So we have mind, body, spirit, soul, We have those four directions: mind, body, spirit, soul. But we also have Earth, which is where we are, and the universe. So it's really about six directions. Six directions to send your energy in. Six points that allow access to everything and anything. And once this technique, and once you practice this and start to use it, it's very simple. It's very, very, very simple. You can use it to literally watch your molecules travel through the earth or watch your molecules fly up into the air. This is how they do remote viewing. They pull their molecules and their energetic bodies out, and they travel through the rest of the existence that's here in order to see what it is that needs to be seen. Either they go into the void to look, or they physically go through the earth, or they physically go through the air. So you see, everything is at our fingertips. And we have 5 minutes left. I want to bring Loren back on and see if there were any more questions, because we will be talking about this more, much more, about how to access as we move through the next 2 days.
Well, they cannot get here fast enough. This is absolutely fascinating and worthy of repeated listening. Goodness, they're a wonderful technique. That's an awesome, awesome experience there. Okay, so we can invite our questions to come in if you've got them. We do have Diana who asks, oh, okay, she's got a question on the dream time. Would you please say more about what you mean by the dream time? I have not heard of this in the way I think you are indicating. So,
well, I'm not sure. A lot of people don't, you know, one of the things that I've found is that in this, you know, in this genre of talking about energy and meditation, prayers, all of the different people that are teaching in all directions, they're not talking about the dream time. And I'm shocked, because the dream time is one of the most powerful connections that we have to the other worlds. And what are dreams? I mean, I think that that's a whole another seminar in itself, because what dreams are is a direct reflection of what we are as an individual and as a collective and as a God source. So dreams are part of who we are, and they manifest in another energetic form at night to help work things out, either because of that divine brain aspect that is connected to the God source, or because of the heavy brain, let's call it, the brain that carries all of the stress and strain of life. And then we take that into the dream time, and what we do is elaborately create a scenario to try and figure it out. That's what it is. It's a time of trying to figure things out and to be able to be given guidance for how we can live better lives here. So I will talk about this. I will talk about dreams a lot more over the next 2 days, for sure, because there's a lot more to talk about. I don't know if that even remotely shared what she's trying to kind of ask me.
Yes, okay, well, thank you. It is very fascinating, and we would love to do more on dreams. And when we were talking about quickening this energy, first imagining it, that is so wonderful, because oftentimes skeptics towards this sort of information always need to, they think it's their imagination, but what you're saying is this imagination is the divine brain. It's beautiful. And
yes.
So when we speed up this energy, that is often, that's also how bilocation happens, or teleportation, where the ancient mystics know this. So you've had experience or knowledge of this too, and we'll talk about.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about all of that more once we really the signs and symbols that are around us. We're going to be covering that tomorrow, and then we're going to get into the tools. And when we start talking about the tools on the third day, that's when everything's going to really come together, and it's going to be very powerful, because then, at that point, everyone that is listening to the program should be able to find the technique, utilize it, and access. That's what the goal of these 3 days is for you and, you know, you the listener, me even, for all of us to be able to access all of this and work with it so that we can gain more insight into ourselves and the universe. It's going to be interesting.
Okay. It brings up a dream I had recently. It's just too funny. So interesting how we analyze these aspects of ourselves. So thank you. We are really looking forward to it. We have time for one caller. Right now, it looks like Petra has her hand raised. So before we say goodbye, Petra, hello. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Miriam, lovely to hear you. I've read your book and I've read it again over the last few days to prepare for this.
Oh, well, thank you.
I have a lot of comments and questions as well, but I know it's at the end of this first day, so I don't know. The most important one I feel I'd like to bring up is this imagination. Like, okay, for one thing, I've been following the spiritual path in the 70s, and over that time I've developed encountered so many different systems and ways of looking at things, and now yours is another one, and now I have to fit into mine and all this stuff. But I do, when you speak about different aspects of this, of your understanding, I just connect. I say, yeah, I know that, and stuff like that. Okay, but the main thing, the difficulty I have with imagination is, I feel unless you make that connection first, everything will be in imagination. You will think, you know, you will imagine you're connecting with the divine brain or whatever, and you're not actually connecting. So unless you make that connection first, that for me is the critical point, you know. And I have that wisdom come through me, it's like I haven't even followed any process or anything. It's just been automatic. But I cannot do it like you. I feel, you know, in your story and stuff, you've made that connection early. And for me, it's been like on and off, on and off, on and off. So unless I'm at that point of making that connection, it's not going to work. You know, everything will be imagination, but not imagination that's fruitful, that kind of thing. So anyway, that's my comment.
Oh, and you know, I have to say that is a beautiful comment to end this particular segment. And the reason I say that is because the whole purpose of what I'm sharing is to talk actually directly to what it is that you just shared. Meaning, so often we don't believe in ourselves and what it is that we're experiencing and the imagination, and that we do believe that it is quote unquote our imagination. Oh, it's my imagination. I don't know. I don't believe this. This isn't happening. This isn't going on. But what over the next couple of days, we're going to talk about the signs and symbols and then talk about the tools. And when we get into the tools, especially, we're going to be really discussing how to confirm these things for yourself, how to show that you use the imagination, the imagery, and the feelings to tap into the energy, and then how you can gain confidence in that. Because this is really about finding the confidence. So keep on listening, because it's going to start to all bring that together. And I'm really glad that you actually asked this, because it is important.
In reading your story, you know, I had a very minor ET connection in Sedona in 1987. And, you know, I had no trouble believing it to be real and to believing what it was. And ever since then, you know, my whole life is on an ongoing basis. It's on that level pretty much. I mean, not just the ETs, but, you know, a natural healing and all the aspects of the alternative side. Okay, but it's like I have no trouble with that. But still, I don't have that connection, that initial connection that will allow me. Or okay, I do have it, but it's not reliable. I cannot find a way to make it reliable. I feel there's a block that's preventing me, you know, from going and making it like something that I can rely on. So anyway.
Well, I thank you for asking the question, and we will definitely, I will keep this, you know, in my focus over the next 2 days. And we are talking about it. I already have it written down. I mean, I have my own notes here that I'm making sure that I'm covering everything. And we're going to get into how that confidence can be built. That's the whole purpose, because so many people are looking for this, and we're going to get into it the next couple of days. So I look forward to more of your questions over the course of the next couple of days, Petra.
Yes, I look forward to the next few days as well. Thank you so much, Marian.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Petra. Wow, again, it is quite fascinating. I will repeat myself, and we cannot wait for tomorrow and the next session. Really incredible, I do have to say, Miriam, and it's it's quite a surprise, actually, that this is your first, it may be your first webinar, but you are presenting this information beautifully, and it's mesmerizing. So thank you. We look forward to tomorrow. Any closing remarks as we say goodbye?
Yes, let's close this on a prayer. Let's close this on a prayer. So, I'd just like to bring in the energy the way that I do when I'm praying for myself. So just to invite the Creator to come and sit and be with each and every one of us in the here and now, and to support each and every one of us on this phone call and in this seminar on our own spiritual path, and to send gratitude to all of the people that are here and to Loren and all of the people that she has been working with as well, and to ask that in the dream time tonight that the guides and protectors for each of us, if the individual so chooses, to share with us the insights and knowledge and strength that we need within to be able to have clarity of our mind, body, spirit, and soul. And I send gratitude for the Creator to bring us all together into this circle. And I look forward to sharing more of the energy between all of us. And I thank each and every one of you. Thank you. With gratitude. We'll see you all in a couple of hours from now. Tomorrow at same time. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Loren.
Thank you. And Jim, we'll get to your question tomorrow as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye,
thank you, everyone. Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, too, for listening and sharing in this space today. We leave you now with music from the universe, literally sacred geometry of music, as musical notes were assigned to mathematical equations. The result is this beautiful music, available at AcousticHealth.com.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome.